The Griswold Tigers were able to take the match over the Fremont Mills Knights in three sets, 25-11, 25-21, and 25-22. The Tigers started off on a good note in the first set, but also lit a spark in Fremont Mills to help put them back into contention for the rest of the match. The first set started off on a tightrope as both teams continued battling back and forth until Griswold was able to go on a serving run led by Addison Adams. Adams remained consistent, and the Tigers' defense kept up the pace in the back row, with Whitney Pennock and Marissa Asklund all over the floor. The Tigers took the first set 25-11 and entered set two with a job on their hands. Set two was more than competitive until the end, as Fremont Mills flipped sides and started out to get a run as the Knights were serving successfully and consistently while cleaning up the hitting errors in the front row. Griswold struggled defensively as both Emily Madison and Carly Chambers started to rack up the kills in the front row while also playing block sound defense. After the match was close again, the Tigers called a timeout and went on a run to eventually battle on the line for their second set victory with the hitting of Renai Kirkhoff and the passing in the back row from Pennock. When we got to set three, Fremont Mills kept things close all the way until the game was tied at 22-22. Griswold relied on the hitting game of Gabby Greiman to help close things out in the set and relied on center Carolina Arcia to set her up all the way to take the win over Fremont Mills in the entirety of the match. Marissa Asklund played a great match on every level. Defensively, she held up on both serve receive and in the back row, while also contributing heavily on offense. She entered the night with 8 kills and 1 ace, while achieving one of the 3 blocks of the match for the Tigers.
We came in with a lot of confidence. We knew that we had to come out strong to just set the tone, and we did that, and we followed through with everything we said we were going to do. So
Asklund knew that she and her team came into the match with a lot of confidence, and that confidence helped them to excel on the night.
Yeah, we knew it wasn't going to be easy coming into the game. We've played them twice before, and we kind of know where they hit, and we know their, like, good plays and their bad plays type of thing, so as they do know ours, and we just came in with a lot of confidence, and yeah.
This is a Griswold team that works harder than ever before, as they will be working hard in practice today to take on Lennox tomorrow. Griswold matched up against Lennox already earlier this season, losing 2-1. The second round will be another tough challenge for the Tigers, but Asklund knows that her team can live up to the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Just keep working hard at practice. We work very, very hard at practice and challenge each other all the time. So just keep doing that. And like we played at least Lennox before in the beginning of the year. And so looking back at that, if we play them.
Head coach Jody Rizzell was proud of her team's performance overall and knew that they had fun while competing the entire length of the match.
Yeah, I mean, the girls are feeling good about how we're playing right now, building some confidence, I think, as we went into postseason. And yeah, they had a lot of fun playing tonight.
Gabby Greiman was an impressive player once again, as she earned 11 kills on the night and also 2 blocks. When Greiman was in the game, the Tigers were pouncing on every corner. She was the player that helped to keep the team consistent and hold them on in the front row.
Yeah, she's really worked hard over this last year and has grown tremendously as a volleyball player. I mean, you know, defensively and offensively, like you talked about, had some great blocks tonight and has just really added a lot to her toolbox, her hitting toolbox. I mean, she's hitting probably 6 or 7 different sets, yeah. You know, that so it just adds to her versatility as a hitter, and it's really paying off for her.
Whitney Pennock helped in the back row, as she was a player that struggled in the second set, but went back to being golden in the third set overall. The team had rough patches, but was successful in eliminating their mistakes and pushing forward.
Making adjustments as we went, and reading, and just knowing that, like, volleyball is, you know, not perfect. And it doesn't matter, like, you're playing, watching Division I teams like Nebraska tonight, down 3-10, you know?
Yeah.
The big thing is just moving on, you know, moving on, learn from the point that just happened, move on and the next ball. And the girls did that really well.
Fremont Mills finishes the season 13-15 overall, while Griswold improves to 21-10 as they move on to play Lennox in the next round at home tomorrow. I'm Zach Collins reporting.